This is Nick, and you're listening to another issue of All Access Nerds. In today's issue, we find out that Marvel still disappoints, again. Iron Fist gets a fist bump, and I find out that I'm a freeloader. Greetings, this is Nick, and you are listening to another issue of All Access Nerds.
And this is Ryan.
And this is what, our issue number 25?
Yeah, 25 sounds just about right, which is awesome. You know, I think it's been about a year and a half now. Yeah, we started Thanksgiving 2015. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, it's been good. I love it.
Oh,
and,
good.
Going strong. Hopefully lots and lots more to keep coming.
Well, I think I'll start with some comic books. So, okay. Daredevil issue number 18, if you remember correctly, I talked about how Daredevil, everybody knew his secret identity, and then something changed. Now nobody knows that Matt Murdock and Daredevil are the same. Well, they've started telling us why, and of course they're dragging it out. And in issue number 18 of Daredevil, it's somehow tied in with the Purple Man. And of those of you that have watched the Jessica Jones TV series will remember the Purple Man because he can influence people. He gives all like a pheromone and it just people will do what he tells them to. So there's the Purple Man and there's some Purple Children, which also seem to have the same power. So they haven't exactly said what caused everybody to forget that Daredevil and Matt Murdock are the same person. But they're getting there. So also continuing on, we have the Superman Reborn story arc from DC Comics that's crossing over into the Superman and then the Action Comics. And this one, I was a little disappointed with the story arc because as you remember, Ryan, there's a Superman and there's also a separate Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Well, we finally find the identity of the Clark Kent.
Really?
Yes.
Is he like some imposter or something? I've yet to catch up.
Yes, an imposter.
Ah, okay.
An imposter, one of Superman's most troublesome villains, foes, and very annoying character. Do you want me to tell you who it is?
Mixapixelic?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yes. I was just guessing.
Good call. So I was kind of disappointed when I found this out, but they've drug it out, and he ends up kidnapping John. He makes everybody forget who everybody is. And in the most recent issue of Action Comics, it finally closes the story arc. It was interesting. Do you want me to tell you more about it or not?
Yeah, go for it. I'm excited to know.
All right. Turns out to be that Superman was splintered, and so him and Lois at the New 52 and the Rebirth, there was a splintering of, apparently, you have to assume, everybody. So now Superman and Lois are whole again because they absorbed these other two entities from the New 52 into their system. And now he's been reborn. So we'll see what happens in the next issue of Superman. Anyway, moving on. Justice League is continuing on with their Timeless story arc. Let's see. How about Elektra number 2? A little disappointed in that. I'm used to the classic Elektra character. This Elektra character that is in the comic book is more in line with the TV show of Daredevil on Netflix and that character they brought in. So it's not the silent, brooding, I'm just going to kill people for looking at me type of character, her being an assassin. This one, she's kind of on holiday, kind of trying to take care of herself, get some downtime, be by herself, nobody mess with me. I just want to blend in with, be a regular person, and of course it doesn't work out. There's a character called Arcade that he has what's called a murder world. He's one of the X-Men villains, and he'll kidnap people and take them to his murder world, and they have to play games to get out of there. It's not a bad character, just kind of weird.
So is Elektra, like, is she a mercenary or just an assassin? Like, does she get paid to kill people? Like, hire kind of like a Deathstroke or Deadpool would, or is it more so just like randomly kill people?
No, she doesn't randomly kill people. She will only kill people who deserve it. Not a Punisher type character, but she has been a paid assassin. She did work for the Kingpin for a short while. She's not a hero for hire, but she's kind of a anti-hero, if you will.
Okay. So closer along the lines, along the lines of like a Deadpool, almost, but not as like goofy and wacky.
Right. But
I'm trying to think of like other mercenaries, and
I would say more maybe, you know, on DC Comics, Terminator, kind of along that way.
Yeah, Deathstroke.
But
he's
more of a, hey, I'm a killer for hire, whereas she's not.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Okay. Because in the show, you didn't really see that. It was just like, it was vengeance, and it was, you know, for whatever reason, just randomly, oh, they're trying to overtake my company, so let me go after them, that kind of stuff. But I guess it was a very start of an introduction for that character for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I was just kind of wondering about like that, because I haven't really read any of the stuff for her. The other, you know, thing that I've seen of Elektra is the Deadpool, the Daredevil movie, and then the Elektra movie, which, again, like, you don't really see much depth to the character. It was just a lot of, like, that emotional stuff, and, oh, she's dead, she's coming back, what does that mean for her? But never, like, why does she kill people? Is she a mercenary? Is she just on, like, a love thing where it's only kill people that has wronged her kind of stuff? So, yeah, I was just kind of curious about that, but yeah, she's kind of mercenary, but kind of not.
Yeah, she's not a Michael Myers Halloween character where she just kills people randomly. If she kills somebody, there's a reason. Either they've done her wrong, they've done somebody else wrong, but she doesn't typically go out and look for people just to murder on a whim.
Okay, that's good.
So, Amazing Spider-Man issue number 25, which is a very thick, I don't know how many pages were in the sucker. I didn't even realize until I got home, like, man, this thing's pretty heavy. And I looked at the price, it was $10 for this darn book. And to me, it was only worth about, maybe six.
So wow.
I kind of got robbed on this deal. The first, they've got maybe four or five different storylines going on in here. The first half of the book is a regular Amazing Spider-Man storyline called Osborn Identity, where him and what is her, Mockingbird from S.H.I.E.L.D. are looking for Harry Osborn, or maybe it's Norman Osborn, the original Green Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
So they're searching for him. Then they come across an assassin that's invisible, comes out to be Silver Sable, who we find out the last page of that storyline. Then it goes on to a couple other short stories of Spider-Man, just fighting crime. The artwork's not bad. There's one storyline where I swear it's taken out of a Saturday morning cartoon, just clips.
Really?
Yeah, it looks kind of just very, very cartoonish. Another storyline that's in here. Do you remember the TV show called Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It looks like the artist from Ren and Stimpy wrote this, drew this.
Oh.
Very cheesy, very choppy, kind of just very childish. I don't know. Just it sucked. The only saving grace of this Amazing Spider-Man issue number 25 was the very last storyline. I'm turning the page here so I can get it. I'm getting past this childish crap. The very last storyline is probably four or five pages long, and it introduced who we know as Otto Octavius. He died at the in the Dead No More story arc in the Clone Conspiracy. He died. He died. He was brought back during the Clone Conspiracy story arc, and then he died again. However, Otto Octavius, Dr. Ock, is a genius. He's a scientist, and he's a biochemist, and he had perfected the cloning technology. And unbeknownst to everybody, he was able to get one final clone body, and I don't know if it's of Parker or if it's just a clone, just a new body, but he was able to put his consciousness into this new clone. So Doc Ock now has a younger body, more powerful, muscular, very agile, and he also has what we introduced to us as a octopus sense tingling. So
really?
Yeah, so I'm thinking he must have some kind of Spider-Man blood, Peter Parker blood in him, because he's very agile. Looks like maybe he can stick to walls. He can jump around. And he gets attacked by Hydra, because Doc Ock goes to one of his old lairs, and come to find out, he's in there looking at the cameras and stuff. He's like, oh, I'm glad to be back here. He's like, wait a minute. This place is pretty clean. I haven't been here in a long time. There's no dust. And then he gets attacked by Hydra. And, of course, he defeats all the Hydra because he's Otto Octavius, and he's, you know, new, younger, healthier body. And he runs into Dr. Zola, if you remember from It may have been in one of the Captain America movies when he was fighting Hydra. Dr. Zola was in a computer.
Yeah, Civil War. Yep. No, not Civil War. It's Winter Soldier, the second one. Yep.
He runs into Dr. Zola, the so-called supreme scientist of Hydra. And he goes, explain yourself. And then Zola was in a robot body, explains to him, like, hey, Hydra's going to be coming. Why don't you and me work together and Hydra will work for you? So when the other agents show up, Doc Ock ends up working with Doc Ock, and they create new tentacles, a new outfit, and a mask. And the last page is Otto Octavius, the superior octopus.
Wow. Okay.
He's decked out in what would kind of resemble a Spider-Man outfit, only it's kind of black and gray with a big Hydra tentacles hanging on it. So it's pretty cool. Plus, he's got the four mechanical arms. Yeah. That was the only saving grace of that book, because that was the introduction to basically a new character.
Yeah. Cool. So hopefully they picked that up, was it the following issue? I think you said that was 24?
That's issue number 25, and it says... 25,
okay. Yep, so hopefully 26.
Well, actually, no, because it says at the end of it, to be continued in Amazing Spider-Man number 29, Secret Empire. Yeah, call it Secret Empire.
Okay. So we got to wait... I think actually that's probably later this summer, give or take. About later this summer, and hopefully that'll be a pretty cool story.
Hopefully so. So lastly on my list, I mean, I've got a few that we haven't talked about, but I did pick up the Inhumans versus X-Men issue number 6. Did you read that one?
I've kind of dropped those. I don't know. I wasn't hooked. And I think you read the one and kind of talked about the one that I stopped at, and I'm like, okay, I'm okay with stopping at that. Did it get any better?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I'm finding that Marvel Comics comes out with these amazing story arcs. This is going to be the best thing ever. This is great. Storyline is intense. You get all these different characters and interacting with each other, whether they're fighting or talking or making out or whatever. But then at the end of the story arc, it falls short. They just can't seem to follow through with keeping the storyline awesome. And this one was the same. So Inhumans versus X-Men, issue number 6. When it ended, it was, this kind of sucks. We're all going our own separate ways. So, I mean, people died on both sides. More Inhumans died than X-Men. And because I know we talked about earlier this last summer, about when Marvel Comics is going to reboot some of their titles with their Now comics.
Yeah.
But there was no X titles listed. Well, there's still been X titles selling, but in that original list, there was no X titles, if you remember correctly.
Yeah. Well,
they've still been going on, and now X-Men is rebooting again. There's some books coming out in April, X-Men Blue, X-Men Gold, X-Men Prime. And some of this is splintering off from this Inhumans versus X-Men, because some people aren't very happy with what I call her the White Queen, but Emma Frost, what she did and how she manipulated everybody, along with Magneto. Him and her teamed up together, and they manipulated everybody into killing Inhumans and just doing their bidding. So to the point of Psylocke actually tried to kill Magneto. She stabbed him in the heart with her soul sword. You know, it's a living energy that she has.
Yeah, that thing she can shoot out.
Yeah, she penetrated his chest cavity with it, and she left him for dead. And he was pretty much going to die. But then one of his acolytes popped up and they saved his life. And of course, we take it from there. He's back to life. So long story short, this Inhumans versus X-Men falls short with what seems to be Marvel's ongoing history of crossovers and major story arcs. Another disappointment. And speaking of disappointments, lastly, my book is Unworthy Thor issue number 5.
Yeah, that one, the last one. 5 of 5. Finishing out the story arc and the title.
Again, Marvel Comics had this amazing idea, this amazing story that just gripped you, and they fell short. Of all the, I couldn't fathom what would make Odin's son, Thor, unworthy. And come to find out, should I spoil it?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, it's been out long enough. Well, I think a couple days, but we talked about enough. Yeah, we talked about enough. Hopefully the readers or listeners are excited to hear what it might be if they haven't read it already. But if you're going to, pause now, go read it, and and then we're going to talk about it right now.
Yeah, come back in about 60 seconds.
Yes, yep.
Or just mute it.
Yep. So,
what Nick Fury on the moon whispered in his ear was that, bring it up here.
Yeah. Something about Gore, is it?
Yeah.
I think you pronounce it as Gore.
Because Gore is that he was a god killer.
Yeah.
It was one of the Thor storylines, one of the first Thor storylines a few years back. The guy had said, gods and villains and vengeful creatures have always been the mortals who've worshipped us for centuries, would be better off without us. We gods do not deserve their love. No matter how much we fight to fool ourselves, we are all unworthy. Basically what it comes down to, this guy filled Thor's head with such crap that he started questioning himself. He questioned his own, am I worthy of being a god or not?
Yeah, that self-doubt.
Self-doubt. And that's what did him in. And when Nick Fury said that to him, because he was just trying to hurt him, that's what happened. He realized that this guy was right, this god killer was right, and that he was unworthy. So because of his own self-doubt, he became unworthy. Not that he did something wrong to be unworthy, just that in his mind, he wasn't worthy.
And you didn't like that aspect?
No, because the other half of that story is, Odin's son was after a new hammer. A hammer from another universe that had come through to ours from a fallen Thor. Odin's son wanted to claim that hammer. He'd be worthy, ready to do battle with a new hammer, be Thor again. And they go through all these 4.5 issues of him fighting to get to this new hammer. He actually gets his hands on it, and he doesn't pick it up. And I mean, he's fighting super beings. He's fighting the collector. He ends up throwing the collector off this bridge or something. I don't know what the hell it was, but it wasn't. I'm sure he didn't kill him because the collector is an immortal. He ends up, Beta Ray Bill says, Odin's son, what about the hammer? Why don't you go pick it up? He says, no, it's not for me. He's like, what do you mean? We've been fighting to get this hammer. We're finally here. Reach down and claim it. He says, no, it's not calling to me. It's not mine. It belongs to somebody else. And Beta Ray Bill says, well, who? He's like, I don't know, but it's not calling to me. Let's go get something to drink. I'm thirsty. And so they leave it there. And next page over, you see somebody reach down and is picking it up. And it says, I hear you calling my name. I hear you calling for me. The universe is now ready for a war Thor. And he reaches down and picks it up. And we don't know who it is. So we'll find that out here, I guess, in a few months when they have another Ultimate Thor crossover or War Thor storyline or comic book or whatever. So Odin's son is still without a hammer, but he's kind of rejuvenated now. He's ready to do battle. No more self-loathing and self-doubt.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It would have been cool to see, like, you know, some action that he did was what made him unworthy. But I don't. I kind of like that the aspect that, you know, the self doubt is the thing that got to him and made him feel unworthy. And it's kind of like a self thing where it's like, hey, if I'm unworthy, that means that I can't wield the hammer. I can't have the power. Because, like, if you think about it, like, for me, like, I kind of relate it to a lot of the Greek mythology when it comes to, like, the movies and the comic books and the cartoons, you know, everything about Greek mythology. You know, it talks about how, you know, the gods, the deities, they have to be worshipped. Like, that's what makes a being a god is to have worshippers. And, like, you don't really hear anyone talking about for Thor, that they worship him, like, in modern time, in Marvel Comics, like, you know, like, he was worshipped back in the very past, because it was, you know, Norwegian, and it was Norse, and they were like, hey, this god, you know, is the god of thunder, we see his power, so we need to worship him, like, he's gonna lead us, and you don't see that any nowadays, you know, he's fighting alongside the Avengers, you know, people look up to him, and people, hey, he protects us, but we don't see anything about, like, yes, we worship Thor to kind of give him that power. Because I know, like, I'm trying to think which one was it. It was one of the many, many recent times of Greek mythology movies. But the gods were actually losing their power because of the fact that they didn't have any worshippers. Because in modern times, like, no one believes in Greek gods anymore. It's just like, it's fairy tales and it's a myth. That's it. So without worshippers, they lose their power. So it kind of makes sense from that kind of standpoint of, like, hey, like, they're useless. We don't need these gods anymore. Like we have the Avengers. We have so many other things to look up to, and other things to worship. Why? What makes Thor worthy? So I don't know. I kind of liked it. I see what you're talking about. Like you're leading up. Here we go. He's gonna be Thor, and he's like, nah, I'm okay. And he just leaves, and it's like, come on, like, granted, it's right on the nose, like it's unworthy Thor. Still, you would just kind of hope that by the end of the book, he would be worthy. But yeah, because I guess like I don't think that have they tried anything with Jane Foster in these. I don't think so.
No, not really. No, just that there's another Thor wielding his hammer.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I don't know. I kind of liked it, but yeah, I can see like granted. I read this one, and so it was just kind of like, okay, that kind of, I'm sure that would make more sense if I read the whole thing and this and that. And I could see that someone reading, you know, four issues of this to be kind of like, well, that's kind of a letdown, especially because it's been over a year now. Well, 2014 is when Original Sin came out, and that's when Thor first lost his power. So, yeah, it's been almost 3 years because I think it was like a summer event. Original Sin was. So almost 3 years that Thor has been, you know, not Thor. Odin's son has not been Thor. There we go. So, and then now he's still not Thor. So, yeah, I can see that's kind of a letdown. But I kind of like that aspect of it.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. And I guess in the big picture, you can't have a hero, and I say that in quotations, be responsible for a simple killing, killing out of rage or something to make him unworthy would have to be pretty darn bad. So I guess in the big picture, you can't have them do that. And this is the only way around it without him actually doing, you know, one of the cardinal sins.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. And it's because like, kind of like you think about it, like it's, they're separate. They're gods. They have to have this, like, you know, they have to be at least self-confident enough to know, hey, I'm worthy to be worshipped, and I'm going to be sure to make sure my actions are always going to be worthy enough to be worshipped as a god. And yeah, I guess that self-doubt can get to you. So, But yeah, it would be kind of cool to see an action, like, especially for comic books, we expect there to be action, and we expect there to be something that was done, and it was, like, brutal, and it was violent, or it was, you know, hugely impactful to everybody. But yet now it's just, no, it's an internal thing that he was dealing with. So, but I kind of like it, but yeah, I see how some people could be kind of upset about that.
I guess I'll see it the other way. I don't like it, but thinking about it more and listening to you talk, it makes sense. So, Well, speaking of making sense, how about you and comic books?
Well, I got a few. So, you talked about Amazing Spider-Man. Well, I went ahead and I saw Spider-Man Homecoming, the number one, the first issue of the prelude. There we go. Saw that. So I was like, well, I'll check it out. Very limited series. This is limited series on the cover. Very limited. It's one of two. So, and I think it's coming out in May, I want to say, the Spider-Man movie. Let me just double check. I want to say early May, May 4th, May 5th. Oh, okay. July 7th. So, Not as soon as I thought. May must be, what is May? May is, Guardians of the Galaxy, and there was another one in May. But, so yeah, so I read this one. I was like, well, I'll give it a shot. I'll see, hopefully it's good, despite, you know, the prelude comics that have always come out with these Marvel movies and the tie-in issues with it. And, finally, it was, read it, and yeah, it was just another movie tie-in comic book. It was kind of a letdown. And it was like, there was a good chunk of it. Well, not a good chunk, but it was like, I think the start of it or so, like maybe three or four pages or so, was like pretty much frame for frame, panel from panel of the movie, of the last movie of Captain America Civil War. And so, yeah, shot from shot pretty much. So that was like, okay, well, that's a good chunk of the book that's already used up. And yeah, I mean, the art was cool and all, but I could tell that they, because of Disney and because of the movie coming out, they can't show too much. They can't actually spoil anything. They can't really give us anything before the movies come out.
So it was not a movie adaptation?
No, it's supposed to be a prelude. Supposed to be. I use that word strongly because it wasn't really. Like, it showed the character. It's the same kind of kid. But, you know, he's not really doing anything. It's not new stuff. It's just kind of the same thing over and over again, which is kind of a bummer. So, yeah, especially at $4, like, you would expect, like, something like this, where it's like, okay, I pay $4, you know, the full premium, you know, the full amount of what you would get from a Marvel comic. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like, the same thing happened with Avengers. Same thing happened with, what was it, Captain America, the first one? Because when you had your shop, I remember going in and seeing, you know, you see, like, essentially, like, the covers and of the comics, and their Marvel Cinematic Universe tie-ins, but they're a letdown. Like this one, the art was cool, which is nice, but yeah, it was storyline wise, they couldn't really give us too much. It felt very like held back, and I'm like, okay, well, that was a waste. So yeah, hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully, maybe somebody will talk highly of issue 2, because I don't think I'll pick it up, because this one's kind of a letdown for that. But I was kind of expecting that to go in, but I was doing my best not to, like, actually let that, you know, impact my judgment of it. But, yeah, it was kind of a letdown, but most of the time with these things, it happens, unfortunately. But, moving on, issue number 1 of Iron Fist. It came out, what day was this? Really recently. I wish I had the date. I lost the date. The date was, the 23rd.
Yeah, it was this past week, this Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the 23rd, Iron Fist came out. Just in time, because of the Netflix show, and we'll talk about that when we get to TV shows. But yeah, it came out just in time, because the Netflix show aired, or it's still airing, it's still on Netflix, all 13 episodes, and it actually launched, whatever, aired last Friday, so that'd be the 17th, I think it was 17th, 15th, 18th, somewhere on there. And so we got new Iron Fist. And, yeah, I liked a lot. It was really cool art. I liked the style of it. And it definitely felt like, you know, a good setup kind of book. Whereas, like, number one, sometimes you get that, sometimes not. But this one's good. But it wasn't like, here's everything. And, you know, this is all we got. Like, there was some good stuff to be kind of still hooking you on for future books and whatnot. And, yeah, it was a lot better, at least in my opinion. I like this art style a lot more than the Power Man and Iron Fist book. Like, it was okay starting off, but the art style is more, that one was more cartoony, like very like you mentioned before, like Saturday morning cartoons, that kind of style. And yeah, I don't really like that too much when it comes to comic books. I prefer, at least for me, more realistic, you know, more depth to it, shading, that kind of stuff, than just a 2D flat art with like 5 colors being reused over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we see Kunlan, which is the place, the mystical, magical place he comes from. He gets trained as Iron Fist. It's destroyed. We're starting off. And so he's trying to like get the powers that he has for the Iron Fist. You know, he's trying to get then bounce it all out. But yeah, Kunlan is like pretty much destroyed in ruins and whatnot. Yeah, I don't want to go too much into it because it's early on in it, but I will say, yes, go get it. It is good. I like it. Yeah, I guess Mike Perkins, there we go. I was able to look it up real quick. Mike Perkins was the one who did the art for it, and I like it a lot. He did Stephen King's The Stand, but yeah, it's really good. I would highly suggest it. Were you able to read that one?
No, not yet. I have it, but I've not read it yet.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I would say check it out, especially if you've already seen the show, which we can talk about.
Which I've not seen it yet.
What? Okay.
Well, I had a chance to.
Okay. Well, when I give my review of it, I actually, because initially, listeners, we were going to record last Saturday, last weekend, and some things came up and we couldn't be able to. And so I was like, well, I'm going to binge watch this no matter what. And so within the first about 48 hours of it, because I had to work, would have seen it sooner, but within the first 48 hours, I watched all 13 episodes.
Wow.
And yeah, watched it with a friend of mine. My wife started watching it with me, but, after 3 or 4, she's like, I have to go to bed now. So, me and another friend, we stayed up super late Friday night watching it. And then, Saturday, pretty much all day, we were watching it, and it was good. Again, I'll talk about that in TV show stuff, but I will not spoil it because I don't want to spoil it for you. But so moving on, Curse Words, issue 3, I don't know. Let's see. I think 2 came out in the amount of time from the last recording. But 2 was good. Did you get a chance to read 2?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I liked it. It was cool. I got to see, what's her name? That ex, that she has, he has some kind of ex, the main dude.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see her, Ruby something. But, yeah, did you read three?
No, I didn't. I saw it and I did not pick it up.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. I saw it and I'm like, not this week. Maybe another time.
Okay. Yeah, it's, I won't go into too much into it, spoil things. Well, yeah, it was good. Three was good, just like two was, in my opinion. Yeah, you get to see the his ex, whatever that chick's name is, Ruby something. She's like, yeah, I guess. Were they like fighting or what was it? It was, I'm trying to remember two. Were they fighting in two? I don't know. That's been a while back.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, and I kind of read them back to back, so I can't remember if it was two where he lost his powers or if it's this one. He lost his powers, and then he already got him back by this issue. So, and the koala guy, or lady, Margaret, I guess, yeah. She's awesome. I'm digging her. She's really cool. But yeah, I like the art style of Curse Words. It's kind of, I don't know, I want to say edgy, but like, I like the plethora of colors, I guess. I like colorful books. It's one of the reasons why I haven't read Walking Dead. Also, the fact that there's so many stinking issues now where it's like, it's going to take me forever to catch up. But yeah, I like the color of it. And it's, you know, as long as it's vibrant and pops out. And this is one of them. The style of it was just kind of like rough around the edges, I guess you would call it. But yeah, so your three, I like it. It was good. And again, I would suggest it. And yeah, good to see Wizard, I guess his name is. Yeah. And yeah, he's had some crazy stuff going on, and I like it because it's magic and it's fun, and yeah. So we'll see how this one keeps going, and hopefully four. I'm trying to see when four comes out, see if I can look it up. But whenever it comes out, I'm excited for it. Definitely gonna keep up on that book. And my final book would be Super Sons, issue two, by DC Comics, of course. It stars Superboy, John Kent. I don't know his middle name. But yeah, it's Superman's son from the pre-New 52 world. And Damian Wayne, both Batman and Superman's kids, teaming up. Yeah, the last issue, we saw Lex Luthor, you know, come to them because they're trying to break into LexCorp. And Luthor, of course, gets the drop on them. And they have kind of a fight, but nothing like, he's not really going all out on him. Like, he's not punching him and kicking him and blasting at him. But they're kind of fighting back. I don't know. It's kind of weird to explain. But, yeah, it was okay. I don't know. I just kind of feel like it was like a filler. Like, it doesn't really have any big things going on. I mean, it moves the story forward.
I think those books, that title, is more for a younger generation.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
That's why I only picked up issue number one, because it was a number one. And that's as far as I'm going to go with it. It's because I know it's not tailored for someone older.
Yeah. Fair enough. But yeah, so it was okay. I mean, I think this one, at least how it is, granted, this is very early on. It's only issue two. But if they keep going this way, I feel like it's going to be one of those books where you just wait until it's a trade paperback. Because, like, at least this one, like, it's like, okay, nothing really happened. Okay, how can I there was no, like, conclusions. There we go. It was just, like, moving forward. Like, if you get one and two together, sure, it'd be better. Or one, two, and three. Or just wait till the trade paperback comes out. Hopefully, with three, things happen. You know, things kind of, like, there's some solidarity to it. But nothing really happens too much. And the cliffhanger is just kind of, like, eh. Like, it was just there. I don't know. It's hard to explain. The pacing of it. There we go. That's a good way of saying it. The pacing of it was weird. So, yeah, at this one, I would say, at this point, I'll check out three, but at this one, I'd say you may want to wait till the trade paperback comes out, because it kind of feels to be shaping that way, which it kind of stinks for DC to do that, because it kind of, mm-hmm. like, sets back, or any of them, DC, Marvel, Image, whoever, it kind of, like, sets back the people who are buying the comics every single week, because you want some solid stuff out of it. Like, I've talked about before, many times, Wonder Woman, New 52, at least up until, I think it was like 23, 21 or so, was how much I read the first like 20 issues. It was very, very good. Like, I loved it because almost every issue had like progress, and it was stuff happening. there was a question from the previous issue, and it was answered in this one, or a few issues back, and it was answered, and then asked a new question, and keep you wondering, and answering it in the next one. It wasn't like, to be continued, like, it wasn't like this, like, carrot, horse and carrot thing, where you're, like, always being led, and there's no actual ending, there's no actual substance. This one, it was kind of that, along those, the opposite line of, like, okay, well, this is a carrot, you know, just keep following along, you know, we'll get there eventually, but just keep buying books. So hopefully 3 won't be that way. But yeah, time will tell. But yeah, that's all right. That's all I got for comics this week. Then we keep it short on that because I have a bunch of other stuff to be talking about.
All right, well, go ahead and lead away for the next topic.
Okay. Well, before we jump off comics, let me go real quick. For at least for me, I should have asked beforehand, but if you want to think of something, next week's books, I'm excited. It's okay. I wouldn't say excited, but I'm kind of looking forward to, I guess that's a way of saying it. DC is doing, is it the 5th week? Let me bring up a calendar real quick. But DC is doing, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so it's the 5th week of the month, which is never good for comics because the way that it's typically drawn out, you know, first week we have Spider-Man, we have Avengers, we have Captain America, you know, second week we have Black Panther, and I'm just giving off examples. You know, it's like they structure it out to be released per week. You know, it's not like, okay, on the 27th, we're going to do this. On the 13th, we're going to do this. And on the 8th, we're going to do this. No, it's
right.
Week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4. Well, right. Week 5 of comics is usually kind of a bummer of, like, you know, when you have those months where there's 5 Wednesdays in a month. Well, mm-hmm. DC is doing their, what is it called? Like, it's like a crossover-ish, kind of. So, like, they're going to have Adam Strange and Future Quest special.
Yes.
Yeah, Booster Gold Flintstone special. Who else? So, yeah, they're doing a bunch of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the Green Lantern and Space Ghost is what, yes, I'm looking forward,
okay,
to.
Okay, okay, yeah, yep. So, I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to the Booster Gold one, just because I love Booster Gold, and we haven't seen him in the Rebirth issues at all, so hopefully this will be cool to kind of see. But yeah, the Space Ghost one looks pretty cool, at least, I guess. But yeah, I'm not too excited for, what is the other one? I mean, like, I love Adam Strange, he's cool, but, like, Future Quest crossover, it's, I don't know, it's a very big of a clash there, or I guess it's probably their intention.
Yeah, and they got a Suicide, yes, Squad, yeah, banana split.
I don't know who that is. Who's that? Okay.
Cheesy. I don't either. I don't know, yeah, what's up with you, though, because I don't,
yeah,
know.
It's not really my thing. But, yeah, hopefully they don't kill everybody, because that's, yeah, it's usually a Suicide Squad's thing. But that seems, yeah, kind of brutal for them. But, yeah, so that's going to be that, and there's going to be a Titans annual. So that'd be kind of cool to see. With 5th week of the month, kind of not the best for comics, unfortunately. Marvel, I'm trying to see. I think Marvel's just doing a bunch of trade paperbacks and stuff. Nothing too spectacular, really. I guess Old Man Logan, they're continuing. So they're kind of continuing some of their things. So hopefully that doesn't take them off of the normal, you know, plan that they have for weekly books coming out. But I guess Thanos.
I don't think they have a yeah, plan like true. DC normally does.
So I guess, okay, actually, the two big things I'm seeing real quick. X-Men Prime number 1 comes out, so if a new book there, $5 there, mm-hmm. And Thanos number 5 comes out, so might be a few things.
And the Inhumans Prime number 1 comes out also.
I didn't see that. Oh, okay, there it is. So what is the Prime? Do you know?
No idea. Okay. Just a new jumping on point, new story, and all this is peels off of the in the wake of the Inhumans versus the X-Men story arc.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense then. But yeah, so that's all I got for comics, at least. We'll see what happens with next week with the 5th week books. So I guess Marvel has some stuff. DC is, they're doing their little specials. So if you like that Hanna-Barbera stuff, you know, yeah, it's gonna be a good week for you.
Hacks.
It's gonna be a good week for you, at least.
But I do like Space Ghost. I've always enjoyed Space Ghost.
That'd be cool to see.
Space Ghost!
Coast to coast.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a fun show.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
All right, let's move on.
Moving on. TVs. So TV shows. I have caught up a little bit on Arrow. I'm still not okay. Officially caught up, but I have watched more episodes. I'm trying to think where I stopped at.
Have you seen the character, the Vigilante?
I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, for me, like, from the season break. So January. So I've seen January's episode. I think I saw February. I'm trying to remember what happened. Unfortunately, like for me at least, like it was kind of, I don't know, like I, cause I have them like downloaded or whatever, bought them online, and I was reading the synopsis for the next episode that I have to watch, and it was just like, meh. Like, I'm like, all right, well, I'll put that one on hold and watch it later, I guess. Because I was, it was the week that I was kind of preparing, I guess you can say, setting up for the binge watch of 13 episodes of Iron Fist. So I'm like, okay, I'll watch some and just kind of get away from the TV because this, you know, the binge watch session was coming. So for me, big thing for me was, of course, Iron Fist season one, all of season one. Again, I won't spoil too much, but have you seen any episodes?
No.
Okay.
I haven't. No, I will though. Okay. I just haven't had a chance to. Okay. I'm kind of busy. Plus, I was sick.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was. Oh man, it's really good. Like a lot of the a lot of the critics have kind of torn it apart a little bit. Like they're just like, because they're comparing it to Daredevil, they're comparing it to Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, and in my opinion, like, they're each of their own things. Granted, yes, all Marvel Cinematic Universe, but they each have their own kind of feel to them. This one, of course, was going to have, like, the most out there because it's a dude who can, like, use his chi to, like, do things. And it was trained by monks in some mystical place that's, you know, in the Himalayas. Like, it's going to be kind of weird. And you kind of have to expect that going in. Well, a lot of these people that are reviewing it, like, harshly, they're just like, okay, so it's like Daredevil and this ninja stuff, and okay, here we go. Okay, well, this is just weird. There's too much ninja stuff, and, but yeah, and I see early on, at least from my perspective, and a lot of other people I talked with, it's kind of a slow burn, as they call it, where it's like, it's a Netflix show, so they can kind of do that, where it's like, okay, we're going to plan this out for the long haul. So they introduce a lot of characters early on, which, you know, it's going to happen with these kind of shows. And so with that, it kind of slows down the pace of it, unfortunately. We see some action early on, which is cool. But as it starts ramping up more and more, like if you're hooked at least until episode 3 or 4, I think you're going to love it. You know, I've heard a lot of some of my friends I've talked with, and they're like, okay, I love it. This show is so good. And I'm on episode 3, or I'm on episode 4 and it's so good. And I'm like, that's amazing to hear, because yeah, it's about 6. It really starts picking up, and then yeah, it just gets more and more crazy after that. But yeah, if you're hooked on it, at least to episode 4 or 3, you're going to love it. It's going to be great. And I'm super excited for Defenders. They still haven't given us an exact date yet, like a release date. All they've said is mid 2017. So hopefully that's June, or early July, because technically that's middle of 2017. That's six months. You know, June is the 6 month of, you know, the year. So they should make it, boom, right there, June. We're going to release it. But I could see it being along the lines of like August or September at the latest, because we just had Iron Fist. But unfortunately, all the other episodes, all the other seasons of all these Defenders shows have all been 13 episodes. This one is confirmed to be 8 episodes. So I think I mentioned it before, but yeah, I did see that it was confirmed. Only 8 episodes. That's kind of a bummer. But I mean, there's a lot that's going to be going on. Punisher's going to be in it. Like, they're all going to have characters from their respective shows all brought in together. Like, there's going to be characters from Iron Fist that will be in here. So I'm super excited to see kind of like all their villains and all their kind of like the supporting cast kind of interact with each other. So yeah, Iron Fist, it's great.
September. What? September. It's coming out in September.
How do you know?
Because I just looked it up.
No way. Talking. When they talk about it.
Yeah. September of 2017. Yep. Release date, September 2017.
Where do you see that at? I looked a few days ago and wasn't confirmed. Oh, it's not.
Okay.
You're confirming?
I'm confirming it.
What's your source?
And so it
What's
shall your be. Source? Yeah. You want to know? IMDBA.com.
DBA?
Yeah, IM, D as in Delta, B as in Bravo.com. India, Marie, Delta, Bravo.com.
Because I'm looking at it, I don't see it.
It's, you're right. It's going to have Trish and Misty and Foggy and Claire, Elektra, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Danny Rand. Yep, 8 episodes, just like you said, everybody.
See, I was trying to find it. I don't know. I don't see it. But I'll... guess I'll take
it. That's all right. We got it. Move on. Right, move on. Trust me. Move on.
I guess.
I wouldn't steer you wrong too much.
Well, this one's, I'm fine. Another one is in May, but I don't know. Okay. So we'll see. And I'll see if I can find like multiple sources of it. Yeah. Cause, okay. Disregard. So I'll carry on. But yes, I, to my knowledge, it's yet confirmed because I do see another site talking about May 12th is the release date. But yeah, it's hard to say exactly. But hopefully it's May, not September, because I want it now. But yeah, so Iron Fist was great. Highly, highly suggest it. TV shows, I think that's about it for me on TV shows. Because yeah, that was 13 episodes. And they're all, yeah, they're all about an hour each, like 56 minutes, 58. There's one that's 61 minutes. So I was kind of thinking it would be like closer to 45 or so. But because Netflix, they don't have commercials, so they don't need to go down that low runtime per episode. So yeah, it's a heck of a thing, but you can do it. I believe in you. So what about you for TV shows?
The only thing I've got is Orphan Black, the fifth and final season, starts its 10-episode run on June 10th. So I'll be sad to see Orphan Black go because I really enjoy that show.
Love that show. There's some birds in the background. That's awesome. Super, super side note, but yeah, I heard some birds in your mic, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Got some background noise. I like it.
And thank you for drawing attention to that.
That's what I'm here for. Yeah, also, well, not the final, but Game of Thrones has been confirmed to come back July 17th, I believe. And this will be...
Wow,
yeah,
that's a long way.
So it will be, I want to say, like, what, 7 episodes or so? Give or take. Maybe 6, maybe 8. But I'll say 7 because it sounds in between. But yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be less episodes than what we've seen in previously, which is already a short show. But this isn't the final season. The next one is going to be the final season. So 2018. But they're talking about they're talking about a spinoff show. And I really, really hope that happens. Me and some other friends are talking about it. And I would love to see, because I love Jason Momoa, but I would love to see a Khal Drogo, like, rise to power kind of stuff of, like, how did he start, you know, how did he become a Khal and, you know, his storyline before we see him in Game of Thrones. That, I think that'd be really, really cool. But that's just me. I talked to a few other people like, oh, that'd be cool. Or see some of the Targaryens. That'd be awesome to see the dragons and all that cool stuff. But yeah, so that's about it for me. I still need to catch up on Flash and all that other stuff. But
do we have Doctor Who coming out next month?
Oh, goodness.
Is that correct?
Is it next month? Oh, that'd be awesome.
I want to say April. I want to say the middle of April, April 15th
really?
Or so.
Okay. So movies. Did we talk about? I don't think we talked about Logan. No, we did not talk about Logan.
No, we didn't. Yes, I saw it.
Yes.
Loved it.
So I saw it a few days before Nick, and I loved it. I was like, oh my goodness, it's so good. And I told him, I was like, hey, this is really good. You're gonna like it. Let me know what you thought. And I messaged him because he's like, hey, I'm going to watch it at, you know, such and such time. So I planned it out, about, you know, 2-ish, 3-ish hours later. It was closer to 3 because that way I could kind of like process it a little bit. So I was like, so what'd you think? And he texted me back and he says, it was a waste of time. The best part was when the credits rolled because it was so bad. Like, I've been so excited for this movie and it let me down. And I'm like, wait, what? Because you may or may not know, but Nick is a huge fan of Wolverine. Like, huge fan. Like, one of the biggest fans of Wolverine that I've met. And I'm like, that's awesome. Like, he's going to love this movie. Because I loved it. It was so freaking good. And so I'm texting him, and I'm like, wait, you're kidding. Like, you kid, like, what did you like about it? Like, he's like, the girl was trash, and it just looked dumb, and he was this. And I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like, what? Like, I was literally speechless. And he's like, I'm only kidding. I've been reading comics for several years, and this is the movie I've been waiting for. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's awesome. I was seriously like, I was mad.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I couldn't resist. I was trying to find my note on that, and I sent
yeah.
it.
Yeah, holy crap, but, you had
yeah,
me going.
Yeah, it was pretty darn yeah. funny.
Yeah. But yeah, it was so good. As you've heard, I'm sure... listeners, I'm sure you've heard from anyone and everyone you've talked with. You can go online and read reviews of it, and the critics, like, everybody's loving this movie. It's so good. It's, from my opinion, it's not a superhero movie. Like, I've talked with another friend of mine, and he's like, oh, I don't like those superhero movies. I'm like, dude, this is not one of those, man. It's rated R, so there's that with it. And it is It is a movie based on comic books. Yes. It's based on a comic book character. Yes. But there are no, like, costumes. There's nothing like that. It's so much driven on the story and so much driven on the characters. Yeah. There's been talks of, like, award buzz and stuff. So that would be awesome to see of, like, you know, maybe they'll win some Oscar or something. I don't know. But, yeah, everyone was fantastic. It was, yeah. I can't say enough about this movie.
You messaged me and you said, "So Logan?" And I said, "It was the worst movie I've seen in a long time. I'm glad it was the last one." And you're like, "What? What? What?" Exclamation point, question marks. And I sent you a little picture that said, "Sucks." And you said, why didn't you like about it? I said, "Just kidding. It was the best movie ever. It's the Wolverine movie I've been waiting for since I started collecting comic books back in the, whole same year. I feel like this was an actual rendition of him."
Yeah.
So it was just funny because as I was typing it up, you sent me a message that said, "Did you see the wrong movie? Did the guy have claws in his hands?"
Yeah. I was like, there's no way. Oh, like, I was texting my wife and I was like, so he just said he didn't like it. The biggest Wolverine fan that I know said he didn't like it. And she's like, "Wait, what? Did he see that movie?" I'm like, "That's what I'm asking him." I'm like, "Oh my goodness, you had me going for sure." Because I was like, "If anyone, I hope he enjoys this movie." Because it's again, I can't say enough. It's everything is great about it. It's really fantastic. Yeah.
It was amazing.
If you don't like gore, don't watch it. If you don't like foul language, don't watch it. If you want a good comic book adaptation of the character of Old Man Logan, yes, watch this movie. If you like story, if you like good characters, if you like action, watch this movie because it's spectacular. So, secondly, March. So, Power Rangers. Did you watch it? I already know this answer. Okay.
No. Nope. Go right ahead.
So, I'll try to keep it short. I loved it. I can't really compare the two, but if I had to compare the two, yes, Logan is better storyline wise and all that stuff, but. This is, it's just like what you would expect from a Power Rangers movie. Teenagers, you know, as the old show says, teenagers with attitude. So, like, you know, there's all these kids and they have their problems as teenage angst and such as you would expect from teenagers. But, man, it was really cool. I liked the aspect. There was some new stuff and there was a lot of the, throwbacks to the old stuff, which I like. It was really cool. Kind of like what Star Wars did of, like, you know, lots of tips of the hat, you know, like, hey, we're going to reference this, we're going to reference that. And the MVP of Power Rangers, Krispy Kreme, they, I guess they were a sponsor or something, and they showed them, our friend was counting it up, and I think it was like around 12 or 13 times they've said the name or showed the building.
That's serious product placement. Yes.
It wasn't like, you know, Pepsi and wasn't like Domino's and Pizza Hut. It was just Krispy Kreme. So, And it didn't like throw you off. Like it kind of fit for, it was okay. It was location of something. And that was, So it was like, it was buried underneath. And so like, hey, we know where it's at. It's okay. It's above Krispy Kreme or whatever. It's below Krispy Kreme. So yeah. I loved it a lot. It was really cool. Cause they added the aspect of, I want to say it started with Dino Thunder, because I didn't watch them all, but I watched Mighty Morphin, and then I stopped after Turbo, and then I watched Ninja Storm and Dino Thunder, because they kind of crossed over, but in Dino Thunder, they may have done it before, but Power Rangers, the kids themselves, the teenagers, have superpowers. You know, there's one guy with like a shield skin that he can, you know, instantly bring up, so it's like a deflection and kind of like protect and bulletproof. A girl can do like this scream cry thing that like pushes enemies away. The other dude's got super strength. So this, they kind of bring that same aspect of like, hey, everybody loves superheroes now. Let's make the kids superheroes. And I thought it was kind of cool. I would say it would have been neat to see more martial arts. Like there was some good fighting, but with the origin story kind of thing, and it's the first one, I could see where it's like, hey, they're not going to just throw them into being Power Rangers the first second of the movie. It was kind of a build up to it. Let's say give or take about halfway, maybe a little bit earlier than halfway. I like the pacing of it. I don't think it was too rushed. I don't think it took too long. I would say the pacing of it was pretty good, but I liked it a lot.
So they did an adequate job of introducing all the new characters. Because a lot of people aren't familiar with them.
It was the same. I mean, you can see it online. You can just look it up. But yeah, it was the same characters. they did have some kind of twist and like modernization, I guess you can say, to it with some of the characters. So I won't go too into it, but yeah, you know, it was still Jason, it was still Billy and, you know, Kimberly, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, it was pretty good, at least in my opinion. I was talking with a friend of mine and he was super hyped up for the movie. He was so excited. And he watched it and he was like, okay, that was kind of a letdown. Like, I was expecting more, but there was, you know, there was a lot of characters to be introduced and kind of talk about who they are individually. And I think they did that really well. He was saying it was just too much, but I don't know. Very different, you know, difference of opinions and stuff. But I would say check it out, you know, watch it for yourself, see what you think, especially if you're around the age group that grew up on Power Rangers. You're going to like it. I think you will. I know it's not for everybody, but yeah, I think a lot of people are going to like this one.
So, good.
Do you have anything for movies besides that?
Let's see. The Disney CEO came out and announced via Variety that we can expect some Star Wars movies between now and 2030. So they're working on the next 15 years worth of Star Wars movies.
Cool.
Maybe not actually Star Wars saga.
Yeah.
But, you know, the characters that are in the Star Wars universe. So expect lots and lots of movies. I mean, that cash cow, they're going to run it until it bleeds no more milk.
Yeah, I was talking with a friend of mine, and she was talking about, because she's a huge Star Wars buff, and I was like, kind of complaining about, like, we haven't got a trailer yet. What is going on? And it's like, it sucks, but what can you do? So, yeah, I was kind of hoping for that. And then I was talking about, like, you know, is there going to be still an episode 10, an episode 11? And just like, I don't know. It would be cool, but I mean, there's other things to be doing with the Star Wars universe. So you don't have to just follow around the Skywalkers and their troublesome adventures in the universe. So, and I hope they don't do Boba Fett, because I don't know.
What?
He's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of like Daredevil, or Daredevil. Kind of like Deadpool. I keep saying this too. It's kind of like Deadpool. It's like, oh, he's cool. I don't know why he's cool, but I like him because he's cool. And it's kind of like a lot of people, same with Batman, where it's like they hear the name and there are only a few actual fans of him. And I know you're one of them, but they're like, you know, they've actually read the books. They've read some of the comics that have come out. And they know why the character is cool. Because if they're just in the movies, like, I talked with a friend of mine, and they're huge into Boba Fett. And I was like, okay, well, I can do this because you're a friend of mine. So I was like, well, have you read any of the books? No. He's cool, though. I'm like, so what have you seen? Like, you've only seen the movies, and you like Boba Fett. And like, yeah, he's awesome. I was like, do you know that in the movies, he's only a comedic relief? Like, he just stands there. He doesn't really say anything. I think he has, like, one or two lines in the entire saga. And then he's out there fighting. He gets, you know, shot in the jetpack with a blind guy and goes, yeah, down into the Sarlacc pit. That's it. That's all you see of Boba Fett. Like, he's supposed to be a bounty hunter, and he wasn't even a good job at that. Like, so, yeah. And it was the books. It was the video game that came out. It was the comics that, like, really explore the character and gave light
to
why.
Wait a minute, I gotta stop you there. He is a bounty hunter, yep. And he was good at what he did. Because if you remember, he figured out where Han Solo was going to. He followed him. And he's the one that contacted the Empire to let them know that the Rebels are here in Cloud City. And so a trap was set, because they knew Luke would come. So he followed. You remember that? Because it would have been the Empire Strikes Back, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the Millennium Falcon was being chased by the TIE fighters, and then the Millennium Falcon disappeared, and they couldn't find him, so the Star Destroyer, the Empire and the Star Destroyers were getting ready to jump to hyperspace, and they dumped all their trash.
Yeah.
And then Han let go of the magnetic hold, and they drifted with the trash until the Empire jumped. When the Empire jumped to light speed, Han and Leia went off in the other direction. And then as they disappear, you see the Slave One ship fire up his engines and follow them. See, he was a good bounty hunter.
I mean, he could follow them. I don't know. I think it was more so Lando Calrissian was selling them out, and that's how Darth Vader knew to be there. Because Lando Calrissian was like, hey, we'll go ahead and set him up for a trap. I don't know if that was too much Boba Fett. I don't know.
No, because, again, the books have been ruined. But
yeah.
Lando didn't have much of a choice. And he even said that in the movie. Yeah. I had no choice. Yeah. Because they would have destroyed his Cloud City and taken over his operation. Mm-hmm. So that's why he didn't have an opportunity to, you know, warn Han. Anyway, all right, so let's go on.
But yeah, so yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm super annoyed that we have yet to get a trailer for the next movie coming out in December. Like, that's like 7-8 months away from now. It's annoying.
Yeah, you were just impatient though last year too for the next one.
Yeah, so. But we at least got a trailer for that. We had a trailer 11 months before the movie actually came out. This one, it's within the same year, or 13 months, sorry, because it was December, we got November.
You were voicing your complaints for Rogue One before it came out also. It's what they're doing. Yeah. So
maybe with the Rogue One DVD Blu-ray combo that's coming out here in 2 weeks, because the digital version's already out for Rogue One, but the actual hard copy of it will be out in 2 weeks. So hopefully the trailer's released then, or there's another time later in April that there's a chance that that we'll get the trailer then, because there's some event going on. So I'm hoping that they don't wait till May 5th or May 4th, May the 4th, May 5th as well, but May 4th. For the Star Wars Celebration. Because, yeah, late April is when the Star Wars Celebration starts. I guess it's a whole week thing or something. So hopefully we get it then. If not, earlier. It'd be great if it's, you know, today. Speaking of today, Justice League trailer. We have yet to see it. It's not launched yet, but they've talked a lot about it. Like, they're constantly uploading stuff for the past 2 days now. But we're getting a Justice League trailer, not just a teaser anymore. We're going to get a legit trailer, because all the other stuff have been teasers, which is kind of crazy, because it's been a lot of stuff that's given to us so far, and it's just a teaser. But this trailer is coming out today, and hopefully sooner rather than later. I'll be keeping an eye out for that. But movies, that's all I got. A couple of reviews there, and excited for what's coming out here soon. Yeah, I am good. Gaming, not really too much change on gaming yet. So, yeah, I'll keep it just at that.
Okay. And see, you didn't ask me this time. Now, the one time I have something, you don't ask me. Told you I was going to do that. For gaming, Injustice number 2 comes out in May of this year.
Yes, yep.
So, I've seen some of the game previews for that. Looks like it's pretty cool. I know it's a one-on-one gaming.
Yeah, kind of like Mortal Kombat.
It's kind of fun. Yeah.
But, so they're going to be doing new characters, constant released. And, it's really cool. And I like that they're kind of letting you more, build up the character, and there's going to be more stats based and whatnot. You can kind of like level it up essentially. But yeah, it's pretty cool what I've seen so far. I'll probably end up getting it, but there's so many games between now and then that I'm just like, it's so expensive. It adds up so quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one seems really exciting. Like, there's a $100 copy, and I'm like, holy smokes. Like, granted, you get like everything with it. And I'm like, what if I just get the $60 one? Can it still be fun? Because they're doing a lot of this, like, story-based stuff, which is cool. Like, there's like story trailers for Supergirl and all this other stuff. So it's really cool. If you like DC Comics and gaming, check out Injustice 2.
Coming out May 16th of 2017.
Yeah, right on the corner.
All right. What else do you have? Anything?
No. I'm all good there.
Well, I was, real quick, I was on a website trying to find some science news or something sciencey to talk about. Yeah. And the funniest thing happened, which I didn't find my science news because I got overshadowed by this. This one website I went to, as I'm thumbing through it looking for something, you know, something to talk about, something kind of weird or odd, this website pops up, a window pops up. And this window says, you know, our website is, you know, run by sponsors and donations. And it says, be a sponsor, click here. One-time donation, click here. And that's all there is. There's no other thing on the screen except for you look down at the very, very bottom in the tiny print. You know, you only got the two choices, but then there's a third choice. And the third option, in very faint letters, it says, print quotations, it says, no, I'd rather be a freeloader.
That's hilarious.
I thought that was pretty funny. So I clicked on, no, I'd rather be a freeloader, and moved on.
Yeah, so that's hilarious.
But anyway, that's all I have. Yeah.
I haven't seen anything cool, amazing stuff in science right now. It's all probably kept under wraps and stuff, but hopefully something cool will come out soon.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. There was stuff like, you know, space and NASA, but it's just, like I said, it all got overshadowed. I kind of forgot what I was doing when I saw that. No, I'd rather be a freeloader. So.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Well, I guess that's it then.
Yeah. So yes, as always, check us out, Facebook, all the good stuff. If you like, actually, go to our website. We've updated a little bit. AllAccessNerds.com. And if you go to slash subscribe. So that's allaccessnerds.com/subscribe. You can actually see all the things there. iTunes, everything. Like, it's all there. Facebook. You click on it and you'll see us. We'll follow the link and we're there. And bada boom, bada bing, you're subscribed. Yes. Please check us out. All the things. iTunes. Give us a rank. Let us know what you really feel. We see some ranks out there and they're kind of like meh, kind of like, I don't know, not the best review. So give us a cold-hearted, honest review. That'd be awesome.
Yep, good or bad, it doesn't matter. Yep. Well, on that note, is that it?
This is Ryan.
And I'm Nick, the freeloader. Go forth and do great things.